Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. My name is Mary Lindo, and I encourage you to listen to what the Holy Spirit would say to us today. I also would encourage you all to become advocates of hope, because the world certainly needs more of that today. And now, let's go to today's podcast. Today's podcast is addressing something that I feel the Spirit of the Lord has given to me to share with all of you, as well as having a prophetic word at the end. And there is a beautiful song from the Lord talking about how His mercy redeems. This was a song that our son, Joel, our oldest son, recorded while he was going through a very difficult and deep time in his life. And out of that came this beautiful song. Out of his grief, out of his hurt, out of his challenges and change, came this beautiful worship song, which I feel will encourage a lot of you today. I'd like to say thank you to the Powell family, to Victoria Stewart, and to Kay Swenningson for their wonderful help in always helping me produce these podcasts. My prayer is that the Lord will richly bless you back in ways that you need for helping me. Now, today's podcast does have a prophetic word as well at the end, so it's going to be kind of a smorgasbord of wonderful things God has for us. You know, it's a crazy, upside-down, displacing phenomenon with all that is being thrown at us in the world and its narratives. And it's trying to get us to feel completely off balance and mentally weary. Resting, reading, getting outdoors, crying, laughing, and expressing healthy anger gets a good detox going, shaking off the world slime and its agendas. Quiet resting in the presence of God, just letting His grace and unfailing nurture wash us clean, renews the day and our minds. My friends, the battle is ugly, it's long, it's vicious, and although new to us humans right now, to God it's the same mocking evil that has forever attempted to overthrow and usurp His kingdom. It will never happen. He is the supreme being, the creator of love, and laughs at the wicked. Now, we as humans can't manufacture an authentic move of God, but we can create the conditions that welcome a move of God. And we mustn't forget that these events are God's divine work. Human planning ignores the sovereignty of the living God. A move of God begins with a person or with a very small group of people. Minorities, not multitudes, make history. When God sends a fresh move of His Spirit, it always comes suddenly. When we are least expecting Him to act, God intervenes in time and space, revealing His might and His mercy. Light comes into dark places, whether invited or not, and it either exposes or it illuminates hearts. The voice of truth will not be mocked or twisted. Now, God will allow time for a heart to hear and obey, but will not permit passive resistance to change when He is speaking of new directions and desires to straighten out crooked paths. Follow the light of Christ prodding you to obey and fall upon the rock. Broken and honest people are His favored ones. When a heart is open to the whispers of the Counselor, life becomes a sweet gift as each day unfolds itself like a blooming flower. From bud to full mature glory, peeling away the layers of hiding and hurting, helplessness, and the hoarding of secrets. Light shines into your darkness, and fear no longer paralyzes you when you listen to the One who knows you better than any other. Love your family. Play, pray, and protect. That's power against the darkness. And yes, pray honest warrior prayers. King David did. In Psalm 10:15, he cried out to God saying, "Break the arm of the wicked and evil man, O God. Hold him accountable for his wicked deeds, which he thought you would not discover." You see, the Holy Spirit is going to speak the following word of prophecy to us in this next word, this next message part. And I want you to listen with an open heart to what God instructs us to do at this time. So here is what the Spirit of God has said. Darker and broader and louder come the shouts of the world to draw you into its intricate webs. These webs of deceit are spun with easy threads of recommendations to give in and accept passive living, and they lie with the softness of the promise of an easier life. There is a reckoning coming to those that sell lies and imprison those who buy their wares. But for those who are determined to not walk on offense, trying to balance between their own thinking and me, there will be a divine might that will empower them to continue down the narrow and simpler pathway. Where does this narrowing journey lead? What is the payoff at the end? As you become more determined and lay aside the things that have hindered you over and over again from fully entering into the deeper places with me, a lightness and freedom will propel you toward a place of living and clean light. That light is me, and you will soon know me in a different way than you have in past years and different seasons in life. My one warning to many is that they cannot argue that the path is too hard. What mankind may call impossible, I call straight and direct. If you choose to alter the plans that I have set down for your protection and safety, you will grieve my spirit and allow a searing of your conscience to override the truths that you know deep in your heart. Isaiah 26:7 says the path of those who do right is straight and smooth. I who am upright make the way of the righteous level. The simplifying and straightening of crooked places in your life has begun to increase, and the love for this move of my hand has decreased among those who choose to remain passive to conviction and pure living. Allow my Holy Spirit to move freely again. I know what I must do to break the constraints of man. Let me move. Wait in my presence, in prayer, in worship, in gatherings. My presence and peace creates the environment for a move among humans who hunger for hope and safety. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Don't scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said and hold on to what is good. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 21. Choose the more narrow, simple way. I am there. Choose the pathway of rightness and tenderheartedness with me, even when others scoff at your simple and grace-filled choices. When the days become darker and the world tilts and twists in further unrestrained darkness, you will be the carrier of my light, which can lead the lukewarm and lost down the narrow but safe and integral way straight to me. Be gracious. Be kind. Be hopeful. Let go of bitterness and self-protective behaviors. Grace and kindness, humility and compassion are the behaviors that attract the move of my hand and heart in the earth. There is no greater love on earth than when you lay down your own life and your own opinions and lift up love and a sacrifice of worship and joyful, unrestrained giving of all you have spiritually, physically, and in humble intercession, so that others might thrive. I am forever with you, says the Spirit of Grace. That's a powerful word from the Lord for us, and I encourage you to maybe print it out and listen to it again, meditate on it. These moves of God that we're beginning to see moving on college campuses and in different areas, they're now beginning to move in junior high schools. These are the moves of God that are coming for us to partake and not to put our hands on and try to manipulate, and certainly not to cause these to become a movement that becomes something that we promote or try to sell something from. Let them remain organic. Let the Spirit of God blow across the land. And if you'll notice, this is causing people to cry out to God in repentance to get their hearts right. Many people have forgotten what it's like to wait in the presence of the Lord and let worship just roll through the congregation or the gatherings. Many churches have become more concert-focused in their worship lifestyles, and people sit and listen, but there is no real entering in, no hymns, no traditional songs, maybe modernized, but certainly these are the hymns of our faith. Now, I encourage you to sit back and listen to this beautiful, worshipful song, and let the Holy Spirit sing over you, sing through you, and I think there'll be some tears, and you'll just enjoy the beauty of how the mercy of God redeems us and makes us clean. I encourage you to go to my website, which is at Mary Lindo, www.marylindo.com, and I also now have a page there that introduces you to our pastoral counseling services. We keep the fees very modest because we believe in helping people and not fleecing people. And now let's go to that song. Thank you.
tell your story. You're doing me anything to bring you glory. You're doing me anything to tell.
Tell.